Well, welcome. I'm so excited to see you today. I know it's Wednesday, happy hump day, and I promised you a little dance party. So to start us off, I know it's a little soon. Christmas is a few weeks away still, but it's my favorite song, and I figured we would just play a little bit of it as we wait for others to jump onto the webinar. So if you're just joining us, welcome. Please grab a pen, a piece of paper, just in case there's anything you would like to write down, jot down, remember. If you have any questions at any point, please type them in the chat box. I want to make this really fun and interactive and really supporting you. So whoever's on live gets to ask questions. And if you're not joining us live tonight, you can definitely email me anytime and ask me any questions that you have. So just listen to this for a little bit, and then we'll jump right in. So Paula, I hope you're dancing. I absolutely love this song. It drives my husband crazy. Whether or not you celebrate Christmas, it's a good song. And I won't sing, even though I want to. So the song is really long. I won't play the whole thing, but I just wanted to kind of get us into that festive mood. The holidays are here, whether you are ready or not. And hopefully after tonight, you're going to feel more ready, more comfortable, more confident. We're going to talk about time management, stress reduction, what to eat, how to eat, and just really helping you feel super nourished, super comfortable at any holiday party. And I want you to just think about what the whole time that we're talking tonight, I want you to just kind of think about what is the next easiest step that I can take that's going to help me feel really good over the holidays. I'm going to be sharing a lot of different information, but something is going to really resonate with you. Something's going to feel really good. It's going to light you up, and you're going to say, that's what I want to focus on. Because I don't want you to focus on everything that I share with you tonight because it's too much. It's too much to fit in the next 6 weeks. But something is going to feel really good, and something's going to feel like that's it. That's your next easiest step, and that's really going to help you just take care of yourself a little bit more over the holidays. And that's what this is all about. It's not about recreating your entire healthy lifestyle. It's not about redoing everything that you are eating. It's not about going to the gym every day. It's really just about one or two small things that you can slowly add in to your life that is going to make the biggest difference in the way that you feel. And I always like to reiterate that, because when we are making changes, no matter what it is, career, life, health, family, we always kind of go from 0 to 100. We're like here, and then we're like, we want to get here. So we don't do the little mini steps in between. And then when we get to this point, we feel really overwhelmed. We feel like, how did I get here? Now I don't have that kind of baseline to support me, and we kind of go backwards. So my whole philosophy on health and wellness is adding in small little things that make such a big difference that by the time you're finished working with me, or the time you kind of think about all these things you can add in, you're like, oh my God, I don't even remember doing all these things. They just felt really organic, really natural. So if we haven't met yet, my name is Katie Bresak. I am a nutrition and wellness coach. I focus specifically on women's hormones, women's health. I help women with PMS, with helping them get pregnant, navigating through menopause, just feeling overall more comfortable, confident in your body without dieting, without restriction. I specifically work with women and their hormones, because I don't know about you, but I've discovered the older that I get, the more that my hormones basically dictate everything that I feel. And the more that they're balanced, the more that I feel balanced, the easier it is for my body to maintain my weight, to have energy, to get a really good night's sleep, to not have PMS, to just feel really, really good in my body. So that's kind of like how I work with women. And I started doing this. I used to work in corporate America. I lived in New York City for about 10 years, moved there right after I graduated from college, and was just trying to become a VP. That was my goal. And I worked my butt off. I worked really, really long hours. I was under a lot of stress. I wasn't eating right. I thought I was eating healthy, but I wasn't. And by the time I was about 27 years old, I had this crazy chronic sinus infection where every other week it felt like I was going back to the doctors. They were giving me antibiotics. I was taking the antibiotics, and then I was getting sick again. It was crazy because now I look back and I'm like, why did I even think that that was like something I should be doing, is like going to the doctors, going, getting more medication and doing all this stuff. But I didn't really know any different. I finally found a holistic doctor who seriously changed my life. I would not be here today if I didn't meet this woman. She sat with me for an hour and kind of asked me questions like, are you stressed out? Do you like your job? How are you eating? How are you feeling in your body? Do you sleep? And I was like, no. And then I started crying because I was just so sick of being sick. And she basically gave me a prescription for a neti pot, yoga, meditation, and probiotics. And legit, I thought she was crazy. I was like, how is this going to help me? I'm sick. I'm so sick. And I just remember leaving. I called my mom, because that's what you do, right? When you need advice, you call your mom. And she's like, well, you have nothing to lose. You might as well just try it. So I walked by a natural health food store. I picked up the probiotics. I grabbed the neti pot, and I spent the whole weekend just kind of being at home, relaxing, and taking care of myself. So that was 10 years ago, and I have not had a sinus infection since. And I get sick. I'm normal. I'm human. Our immune systems get shut down. But not like I was. I mean, I was always sick. I mean, and I don't know about you, but when you feel like crap, everything feels like crap. Like your relationships don't really feel good. Your work doesn't feel good. Everything just doesn't really feel good in your body when you feel like crap. You make really bad decisions, or at least I do anyways. So I decided to start doing yoga, became a yoga teacher, and it was through my yoga teacher training that I decided I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to support other women and help educate and support them so that there is more than one thing you can do for your health and your wellness. You don't have to go to the doctors, get put on medication, and kind of do it that way. You can heal your body through nutrition, through movement, through self-care, and it's pretty amazing that you're able to do that. Your body can heal itself. And I love witnessing that in my own health, my own body, and with my clients, and just seeing them literally transform their lives when they take better care of themselves. And part of that is stress management. So you might already be feeling like you're in a holidays. The holidays bring up tons and tons of feelings, good or bad, or whatever feeling those are. There's really no association to whether it's good or bad, right? They just bring up a lot of feelings. There's the added stress. There's that dreaded weight gain. There's just that feeling of like hungover, even if you haven't had anything to drink. Too many holiday parties, too much stress, too much going on. And the number one thing that I hear from women is, oh my God, Katie, I don't know what to do because I love turkey. I love stuffing. I love pumpkin pie, but I am so worried about gaining weight over the holidays. What am I supposed to do? So I want to share with you a quick fact, because I don't think you know this. Well, maybe you do. I don't want to discount what you know, but I never knew this. I'm not a big believer in calorie counting. I think numbers make women crazy, especially when it comes to your weight and how you feel. I'm more about how do you feel in your body versus how many calories are in that. But I think it's really important for all of us to be aware that it takes 500 extra calories per day for an entire week. So that's 3,500 calories above what you are doing, whether it's 1,200, 2,000 calories a day. So you have to have an additional 500 for 7 days to gain only 1 pound. Okay? So let's think about that. We really, a lot of times, associate a piece of pie with gaining 1 pound or 2 pounds or 5 pounds. Right? When you think about eating a piece of pie, the idea of gaining weight goes along with it. But it takes a lot of extra calories. It takes a lot of extra calories for an extended period of time for your body to actually gain weight. You might feel bloated. You might feel like you've gained weight, but your body hasn't gained weight. So I think it's really, really important to know that and to realize that. I love seeing all these new folks on joining us. So instead of giving up your health intentions for the year, or even kind of getting to a point where you might be starting to think about your health a little bit more, I really would love for you not to focus on the calories. Like, today is all about talking to you about how to eat that piece of pie and how to have that turkey or stuffing or whatever your love is for the holidays. Because I want you to enjoy the holidays. I don't want you to feel stressed. I know that there's so much extra things that you need to do. So we're going to talk about stress management first, because I'm a strong believer that the calmer your body feels, the better your digestion will be, the less apt you are to grab that candy bar, the less easier it is to go for a walk. It's just easier for your body to feel really, really good. So I want you to kind of think for a second about, how does your body feel right now? You know, are you already feeling overwhelmed? Are you already feeling stressed? You know, what can you stop doing that you might be doing too much of? I don't know about you, but I say yes. I used to say yes a lot. Someone asked me to do something, like, yes, I'm there. I can't wait. I'm super excited. And now I think about it before I say yes. I always say, thank you so much for thinking of me. Thanks for inviting me. Let me look at my calendar and get back to you. If that feels easier to say than to say just a straight up no, but what would feel really comfortable for you, especially as we get into the holiday season? Something that I like to do, besides just saying no, first of all, and then saying, let me get back to you, is I put myself on my calendar. So I literally go in, I did this on Monday. I went from Monday until New Year's Day. I went in and I added myself to my calendar. So I picked 2 nights a week where I put my name, and it's a date. It's a date with myself. And even if someone invites me to go do something, I have an appointment with myself. Now, I'm also flexible. If there's something I actually really want to do, I can move that around. But I'm keeping 2 nights a week blocked off just for myself. So no work events, no friend events, no family events, no extra holiday parties, because it's important for me to keep sane and to keep balanced in my life and in my body. And if I'm doing way too much, I don't feel good at all. So that's something that I think would be really good as well to kind of think about. Also, I hate to-do lists, because I think they also make us a little crazy as women, and all we're doing is trying to like cross stuff off the to-do list. But with the holidays, you could kind of do a to-do list in a way of, what actually would you like to get done? Do you want to send out holiday cards this year? Okay, awesome. Can you get it done before Thanksgiving? You know, kind of creating things that you really would like to do. Like, I love sending holiday cards. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do with the holidays. So I've actually already ordered my cards for the year. They're supposed to come next week. But these are just small things that you can kind of start thinking of that you want to do. And I just want to really stress that idea of, like, what do you really want to do? Because if you don't want to send holiday cards, don't force yourself to send holiday cards. Email is an amazing thing. You can send a text, you know, whatever feels really, really good for you. But think about it, like, what felt really good about the holidays last year and what didn't feel really good? And don't do it again. Like, I'm giving you permission to not do it again if it didn't feel good. Seriously, I'm always kind of reevaluating, like, what felt really good? what didn't really feel really good, and kind of moving forward instead of doing the same thing over and over again, because it will never feel good. Also, through stress management and time management, you know, stress reduction is a real big thing. So deep, deep breaths as much as you can. Add alerts on your phone to remind you that it's Katie time or whatever your name is. Paula, I saw Paula and Kara on here that you can kind of say it's Kara time, where you actually have this little friendly little alert reminder that comes up and you can just start taking deep breaths. You can stretch, you can kind of move, you can go for a walk. You know, you can do things that feel really, really good to kind of keep your body feeling like movement and balance. Take your lunch break every single day. Seriously, please do not eat at your desk, even if it's really, really busy. And this is what's going to really help with digestion. If you're sitting in front of your computer and you're just eating, you're and working, you're probably eating way too fast and you're gonna feel bloated and your digestion's gonna be off. And honestly, that just kind of messes with everything in our body. I like to call it our Buddha belly. Our Buddha belly, our belly, is where everything functions, our hormones, our immune system, our intuition. So when we're eating slow, when we're nourishing our bodies with the right foods and movement and tons of self-care over the holidays, and our digestion is working really well, we're less apt to feel stressed. We're less apt to actually get sick. And that's awesome, because then you can actually enjoy the holidays and not kind of feel sick and all those other things. So take your lunch away from your desk. Also, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when you're going to crave sugar. You're going to crave sugar because your blood sugar levels have dropped. We're going to talk about that in a second. And you really need that extra energy to kind of push yourself through the day. So let's not push ourselves, okay? Let's go outside for a nice little walk. Or one of my clients says that she actually does jumping jacks in her office at 3 o'clock because she's about to fall asleep. So what can you do at 3 o'clock? That's just going to be 5 minutes. It's not going to be the end of the world if you take a quick 5-minute break and just move your body and get the blood circulation going. It's a game changer. I work from home and I do it constantly because I'm always getting up and down and moving. If I'm on the phone, I like walk in my house. It just is so much better. Your body's going to feel so much better if you're able to do that. So just some other thing to kind of think about and try. Another thing that I love for stress management is two things. You can either do a forward fold. So if you're at your office, you can just fold over your legs. That's going to really reduce stress in your body. It kind of slows down the nervous system a little bit, reduces stress. And at night, you can actually put your legs up the wall. So it's kind of hard to explain. I can't really show you right now. But basically, try and follow along with me. And if not, you can Google yoga pose, legs up the wall, and you'll find it. You're basically, there's also, I could also send you guys a link too. I did a whole blog post about legs up the wall. So you basically go bring your butt all the way against the wall. And then you bring your legs up the wall. And then your lower back is on the floor or on your bed. So this is your head, your body, and then your legs are right here. And what this does is that it also slows down the heartbeat, it slows down the nervous system, and it really flushes cortisol out of your body. It's great, and I encourage you to start doing it now, every single night before you go to bed, for like 5 minutes. Also, before you go to bed, if you take magnesium, and this is a game changer, every single one of my clients who have done this said that it's a life game changer. So awesome. You definitely need to, what's going on? Sorry, my computer is like falling out, failing on me. So with magnesium, it's amazing. So when we're really, really stressed out, the first thing that happens is that magnesium gets depleted from our body. So the first thing we want to kind of add back into our body is magnesium. I like this brand called Calm Vitality. You can get it at Whole Foods, on Amazon. I take it every single night. You cannot overdose on magnesium.
And it's really helpful and really, really calming to your body. On top of that, taking a probiotic would be super, super helpful. It keeps your immune system healthy and your body able to cope with stress a lot better as well. And this is also going to help you feeling really, really healthy throughout the entire holiday season. You can watch a funny video if you're feeling stressed out, okay? YouTube, something, cats, dogs, whatever makes you laugh. But really think about how can you reduce stress in your body right now? Like what would be really, really good for you? And if anybody at any point wants to message me questions, please do. I'm checking out the chat box. So those are some tips for time management, stress reduction. And in terms of energy levels, you know, citrus foods, anything citrusy is going to keep your body really alert and energized. So oranges, an orange candle, an orange aromatherapy would be amazing. Doing those walks at lunch, journaling before you go to bed at night, meal prepping, that's also something game-changing for the holidays. Just spend an hour on Sunday and meal prep your meals for the week so that you don't have to spend that extra time and energy thinking about, oh my God, what am I going to eat tonight? I don't even know how many times that I've tried to do that during the week, and it's just stressful for me anyways. So having a plan and just going to the grocery store and meal prepping some things, crock pot it, casseroles, soups, chilies, things like that. So in terms of food, I really want you to think about nourishing your body. And the best way to do that is combining healthy fats, carbs, and proteins at every single meal to keep your blood sugar levels stable and your sugar cravings away. So fats are salmon, avocado, walnuts, coconut oil. Carbs are brown rice, quinoa, fruits, vegetables. Proteins can be any meats or beans, lentils, nuts. Try to combine that at every single meal and you're going to have so much more stable energy because your blood sugar level is going to be better and you're not going to be craving those Snickers bars. That's game changer. If that is, might be one of your next easiest steps to kind of think about and add in. If you are still craving sugar, eat more fat. I eat at least one or two avocados a day. You could also have some sweet vegetables like sweet potatoes, carrots, almonds are sweet. Have some fruit. You could even have some cacao powder, which is real chocolate. Drink more water. So anytime you're craving something sweet, drink water first. Give yourself a moment to drink the water and see how you're feeling. And then once you're done with the water, and if you're still craving sugar, add some of these other things that we talked about. Another thing when you're eating your Thanksgiving dinner, I would love for you just to like enjoy it. I am going to eat tons of pie and stuffing and turkey, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to slowly eat it. I'm going to smell it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to enjoy every single bite. And that helps me from not shoveling everything into my mouth at once because I'm so excited to eat it. And knowing that I'm not denying or restricting myself. If I said, Katie, you are not having pie, the only thing that I'm going to think about for the next 2 months is pie. And then when I finally get to eat it, I'm going to shove the whole thing in my mouth because I want to eat the pie right away. So really kind of think about what is your favorite food or foods and give yourself love and kindness to enjoy it and nourish and slowly eat it. You know, have space in between your food when you're putting stuff on your plate for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Give yourself time to have conversations. After you eat, go for a walk. If you're drinking alcohol, try to go a little easy. If you indulge, coconut water is an amazing hangover cure. I love it. And despite what we've been taught, not having a greasy breakfast, but having a healthy breakfast will actually get you feeling better as well. If you're feeling bloated, ginger tea is amazing. Stock up on some ginger tea right now. You could get, or even get some fresh ginger and lemon and honey and kind of make a nice little ginger tea to help kind of nourish your body. But the whole idea is to eat to feel nourished, not to feel stuffed, right? Try to eat as slow as you can and have a healthy breakfast. You know, when you wake up on, when you're going to a holiday party or you're having something at house, you know, wake up and have a beautiful, healthy breakfast. For lunch, have a big salad with avocado and chicken or beans. Have some fruit and hummus in the afternoon. And just not starve yourself. I think a lot of us fast, thinking like, I'm not going to eat anything, so I can eat a lot. It totally works counterintuitive. The more that you kind of slow down and eat a little bit throughout the day, the more that you're actually be able to enjoy your dinner. So when we kind of combine all these things and we combine kind of like eating healthy, eating for nourishment, really reducing the stress, really slowing down, really kind of figuring out, what do I want? How do I want to feel this holiday season? It's going to help slow our bodies down. Because if we allow ourselves to slow down before eating, before drinking, before going to that party you might not want to go to, and taking deep breaths, you're going to enjoy it so much more. And that's the point of life, right? I feel like so much of what we do as women is we deprive and we restrict ourselves. And that takes away from the enjoyment. And the holidays might not be your favorite time of the year. That's okay. But find something that feels really good. For me, it's Chevy Chase, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Every time I watch that every year, I'm like, oh, the holidays are here. I feel good. If nothing else happens this holiday season, I watch my Chevy Chase. And give yourself a break. Please, please, please. We are way, way too hard on ourselves. And give yourself that permission to just feel like you're taking care of yourself. You're breaking free from this pattern of restriction and dieting. And see how you feel after the holidays this year. I feel like you're going to feel a lot different in your body, a lot different in your mind. You're going to feel less bloated. And you're going to feel like, I actually enjoyed the holidays. Look at that. So just remember that. What do you really enjoy about the holidays? How can you make it more memorable? How can you just feel really good? So we're going to go back to the beginning. I kind of asked you when we first started, what is the next easiest step for you? So what is the next easiest step, ladies? If any of you would like to share with me in the chat section, I would like love to kind of know what you think, what might be the easiest next step. And in the meantime, after this, I'm going to send all of you my Healthy Holiday Survival Guide with even more tips. And if you have any questions at all, you can email me. I will send that into the Holiday Survival Guide. Call me anytime if you have any questions. And I would love to know how you actually are having a healthier holiday. So any questions, I promised you I was going to keep it to 30 minutes. So I want to respect your time. But if you have any questions, feel free to kind of stay a little bit longer. And if you need any additional support around the holidays, you can also schedule a complimentary health session with me as well. And we can kind of talk about what you might be struggling with and what that next easiest step might be for you. And then we can kind of actually create a little quick, easy action plan for you to feel better. Awesome, Paula. Stress reduction is probably biggest for you. Did one of those tips really, really resonate with you? I think there's like a time delay with the messaging back and forth, but I love it. Like, yeah, it's so interesting when we feel really stressed out. It affects everything. And a lot of us, that's just how we feel every day. I know when I was really stressed out in New York, I thought that was just the norm. I'm like, okay, I'm just stressed out. This is fine. And then when I started making changes, I was like, this isn't normal to feel like this all the time. And you know, some days I do feel a little stressed out more than other days, but I do those deep breaths. I do that. I go for a quick walk. I